Well, hello, hello, hello. It's time for the second part of my AMA. Now I've had a bit of a break after the first one. Let's see how long this one takes. Also, my apologies if you can hear the random beeping in the background. Don't mind that. Everything's all good. Okay, so I may as well just jump straight back into it. And on the off chance that you've gone straight into this after listening to the other one, thank you very much. And I very much appreciate your dedication. So let's jump straight in. And the first question is from Mr. Harcourt, who says, what has been the latest thing you've been obsessing over that you've been dying to tell people about? Oh my goodness, the Enneagram. It's not even that latest. I've been obsessing over this for ages now, but it's so good. Everybody totally needs to look into the Enneagram. Like, oh man, it makes my life so much easier. It's so much easier to understand people. It means I'm better at self-awareness. I'm better at analyzing what I'm doing and why. It just means I'm just finding it much easier to relate to people and to understand where they're coming from if they're like saying stuff that is so different to how I would say stuff. Like, if you haven't heard of the Enneagram at all, it's a personality typing system. Like, a lot of people have heard of like the Myers-Briggs stuff. So it's like that, only for me the biggest difference, which is why I like it so much, is it's about intentions and about reasons behind actions and like an outlook of the world rather than it being about what you do. For example, like if you had nine people standing around in a circle and there was a box in the center of the room, but what looked like a kind of treasure chesty type box in the center of the circle, and everybody was standing there and there was no instructions as to whether to open it or not, and you couldn't talk, some people would just sit there and not go and open the box. Some people would go and open the box. Some people would go to open the box. And in other personality typing systems, it might just, you know, the question might genuinely just be like, would you go and open the box? You know, would you stand still? And whilst I think that's indicative, there could be so many different reasons as to why you might go and open the box or why you might not. And that's one of the things I like about the Enneagram, is it wouldn't just ask, like, or at least it doesn't just express whether you would open the box or not open the box, because what it would do is it would show that you might not open the box because maybe it's because you're scared and you don't know what's inside it. You don't know whether it could be dangerous. Maybe it's because actually you want to let somebody else have the chance to open the box, because why should you have the opportunity to do that? It might be that you don't want to open the box because, well, it's not yours and there's no reason why you should open the box. You know, things like that. So I really like that it goes into that. And the fact that there's nine basic types. And by basic, I kind of mean sort of general, like your basic type as a person is unlikely to change. Even though, you know, as people, we change a lot. And each basic type, so each one is a number from 1 to 9. And then each person will also have a wing, which will kind of mean which side of that number they lean to. So if you, you know, for example, if you're a 4, you're likely to have either a 3 wing or a 5 wing. And if you're a 7, you're likely to have a 6 wing or an 8 wing. And it kind of means that, you know, you sort of maybe tend towards some of the other elements of the number next to you. And they're sort of, it can kind of explain how those numbers can behave or are prone to behaving and to behave to, prone to reacting in terms of like when they're doing really, really well and they're really healthy and they're feeling really like integrated and aware of things and are just doing awesome. And also how that same number, it might act super differently if they're like under a lot of stress or they're unhealthy or they're, you know, just kind of really closed off to things. And it's just like, I'm somebody who, I don't get angry and I generally am not likely to get pissed off with somebody if I can understand why they're doing what they're doing. And like, even if it's someone who I completely disagree with and I think that they're completely out of order, if I can understand how they came to that whatever, you know, opinion or whatever it is, it's much easier for me to process and to deal with. And this has actually really helped me with that, especially in terms of, like, you know, if somebody says something to me, like, as a response or whatever, and I'm like, whoa, all right. But if I might know what Enneagram number I think they are, it might help me go, okay, so actually you probably meant it this way, but I may have taken it a different way because that's what I'm more likely to do. But yeah, seriously, check it out. And if any of you are already into the Enneagram, like, message me. I love the Enneagram. I will talk for hours about it. And if you are into it and haven't heard the Sleeping at Last songs, like the Atlas track, which I mentioned in my other AMA, do it. Listen to your number. I mean, blimey. Yeah. Okay, if anybody's interested in reading more about it, the first thing I'm going to tell you is please don't just go and take an online test. Please, like, and seriously, just don't do that. If you want tips from me as to how to do it well, that's fine. But please don't just go and take an online test and take that as read, because every time I do a test, it tells me I'm one number, and I am, like, genuinely 100% certain that that's not the number that I am. I'm a different number. But I understand why the test brings it out that way. There are so many better ways of being able to identify your number. Anyway, I told you that I've been dying to tell people about it and I've been obsessing. I'm going to stop talking about it now. But yes, Mr. Harcourt, if you want to understand my brain, go and listen to some podcasts or read up on the Enneagram. Enneagram for Idiots are great. And yeah, okay, anyway. Number two, you ask for book recommendations. Mine is Jonathan Strange and Mr. Norrell. Do you have any book recommendations for us? So firstly, Jonathan Strange and Mr. Norrell, I love that book so very, very much. So that's a good recommendation. I've read it a couple of times now. And it always takes a good while to get into, and it takes a long time to get through, but it is definitely worth it. Such a good book. Also, have you seen they're doing a board game? There's a board game coming out. Called Jonathan Strange and Miss Norrell, so check that out. And my book recommendation is definitely The Long Way to a Small Angry Planet by Becky Chambers. 100%, everyone should read it. It's sci-fi, but it's great, and it's kind of the sort of book that you could read and just enjoy it from a sort of surface level point of view, and it's just fun and it's fine and it's great, but there's so much social commentary in there. And it just really made me look at society and our values and, like, Western society and British society and American societies and, you know, like, how, obviously not just Britain and America, but, like, Western societies in general, and how so much of what we take for granted is only because that's the way we've been raised, but in ways that I hadn't thought of before. And just, like, the way that it deals with so many issues, I just love it. It's such a good book. I've read the first two out of the three in the Wayfarer series. I haven't read the third one yet, but, like, seriously, Long Way to a Small Angry Planet, done. Do it. Yes. Okay. Oh, my goodness. Apparently part two is, like, The Passion Outside, where Cuddles just goes, ah, done. Okay, three, place you most want to travel to and why? I honestly don't know that I can answer that question. Oh my goodness, what is going on with my phone? I'm sorry, I hope you don't mind the buzzing. Ignore that, I just got a message, it's fine. I honestly don't think I can answer the place I most want to travel to and why, because I don't know that I have that many places on, like, a bucket list. Like, really, it's more that there's experiences that I want to do. So, like, I would love to go somewhere where it's an entirely different experience than where I've been and what I know. So, like, I'd love to visit, like, sub-Saharan Africa, like, Japan, but up in the mountains. I don't care about Tokyo, maybe Kyoto, but I'm not bothered about cities. Like, I mean, you know, like, proper India, like, in India, like, where things are really different. I just, oh my goodness, sorry. I basically just want to go to places that are different from me and my my experience, really. I mean, I'd also like, I don't know, maybe Kerala. But then I'm saying that, I also really want to go to Sweden and see the Northern Lights, into like northern Sweden. I also want to go to New Zealand. I just want to go everywhere, really. That's pretty much it. Next question. Four, your favorite piece of advice to give people is what? I kind of did this on the last AMA, only because I took the question and got a bit more general with it. But my favorite piece of advice to people is to talk about it. Be honest, be open. Like, it's really not always easy. It's really, really not. It's really difficult. But I mean, so many problems that people have are not only down to communication, but could be made so much easier with open and honest communication. And it's difficult because it means we have to admit things that we don't like to think about ourselves. Like, if we're jealous about something, it's horrible to say to someone, oh, I don't like this because it makes me jealous. Even if you're not asking them to change anything, it's just now, well, now you know. You know? Like, I just, yeah, just be so, be open. I find it so refreshing when people are really open. And I love it. Be open, be honest, and just be kind. Be kind to people. Everyone's going through shit. You don't know what people have been through. Like, kindness first. I'm such a hippie. I'm not really. Well, I don't know. I don't even know what that means. Well, I mean, oh, shut Okay. Question five. Do you have pets? If you don't have, what kind of pet would you have? So I don't have any pets at the moment, which is sad, but if I would want to get a pet, I would love cats. I miss cats. I grew up with lots of cats. Yeah, cat, absolutely a cat. I grew up with a dog as well, and I also kind of want a snake at some point, but cats, definitely a cat. What is my comfort food? I think a big bowl of vegetables and gravy with mash. Like a good, rich, creamy mashed potato, a bowl of like broccoli and kale and peas and roast carrots and parsnip and gravy. Ugh, I'm literally salivating. Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Mashed gravy and veg, comfort food, done. Number seven, what's a hobby you've always wanted to get into? I used to do roller derby, which I loved. Really enjoyed it. It was really difficult, but I really enjoyed it. I just couldn't afford all of the kit. So if I could get back into something, you know, and feel like I could justify the spend on it, then I'd get back into roller derby. Yep. Okay, eight. A cool fact you'd like to share. I presume that you mean a cool fact about myself. In which case, I have a very, very small head. Like a really small head. It's not that visibly small because I have quite big hair, but it was so small that my parents were told to be prepared for somebody who wouldn't develop fully, for a child who would have severe learning difficulties, and who would probably not be fully self, like, sufficient at any point. So instead, apparently, I just have a very compact brain. That's my cool fact about my shrunken head. Children's helmets and children's hats are the way forward. And yes, you do get bonus points because you sent me a picture of your cute doggy. Thank you, Mr. Harcourt. And then what do we have? We have Lava Game Champion, who, if any of you haven't looked at this, wrote me a sonnet, like I had said would be awesome, which is pretty damn cool. So thank you for the sonnet. That's amazing. I'm gonna answer the questions that you sort of paraphrased beneath the sonnet. But this just is pretty ace. Thank you for my sonnet. Okay, so what would I consider my perfect audio to listen to? What would the tags be? Okay. So obviously we all have different moods, but if it was going to be a reasonably long audio, so it would kind of be able to shift between moods a little bit, then I would want like a gentle MDOM, sensual, teasing, so much teasing, all the teasing, I fucking love teasing. Definitely cunnilingus, blowjobs, cream pie, with comforting in there. Also, I'd love it to have a restraint tag, hard surfaces, and a little public. I mean, yeah, that's quite exciting to think about. Yeah, definitely. Okay, I'm gonna stop stop thinking about that. Okay, if you could live anywhere else in the world but under the stipulation that you couldn't move again, where would you choose? I really don't know. I find questions about travel really difficult. I don't know why. I think because I've never lived anywhere other than Britain. Like, I've been to other places and I've stayed for weeks and weeks, but I've never lived anywhere other than Britain. So I just don't know. I mean, I'd want it to be by the sea. Like, I've lived in Cornwall, which I loved, and I've lived in Wales, which I loved, when I've been near the sea. But I mean, if I've got the whole world to choose from, I have no idea. Sorry. Okay. What is the one single thing in this world that makes you the happiest? It could be a single word, an object, a person, a feeling, anything. I think the one thing in this world that makes me happiest is, oh, I'm gonna sound like such a sap, but it's the people I love being happy and free and at peace. Like, being able to help provide a space for that, like, for real, like, free laughter and happiness and joy, like that kind of unbound energy where there's where it, you know, you're just allowed to love and laugh and smile and be silly. Yeah, being in a situation where the people I love are like that and I'm able to share that with them, absolutely. Definitely. Yeah. I love that. I love it. Especially if we're mucking about. Okay. If you could have one superpowered form of movement, which would you prefer, being able to fly or being able to teleport instantly? Oh, teleport. Absolutely. 100%. Because whilst being able to fly would be awesome, don't get me wrong, if I can teleport, then I could just instantly go anywhere. And also, once I got good at teleporting, I couldn't quite fly, but I could teleport where I could fall well and then teleport back out again. So I wouldn't need to be scared of the fact I was falling, and I could still feel the wind on my skin. That sounds kind of awesome. Yeah, teleport, definitely. So yes, thank you very much, Lava Game Champion, for those questions. Okay, so I have a haiku. Thank you very much for cuddles galore. Bonus points for you. Sexy ramble faps. I cherish the gift you give, Gryffindor muchly. So I am taking that as being, am I a Gryffindor? No, I'm almost certainly not Gryffindor. I'm pretty sure I'm Ravenclaw, although I'm also pretty sure I'd spend much more time hanging out with Hufflepuffs. I think most of my friends would be Hufflepuffs, but I think I'm Ravenclaw rather than Hufflepuff. I think. And it's the way I've kind of always related anyway, but I don't know. I definitely have quite a lot of Hufflepuff tendencies, but I do think I think I'm more Ravenclaw. I don't think I'm chilled out enough to be Hufflepuff. I get too stressed about things. But I love Hufflepuff, and a lot of my best friends are Hufflepuffs. I don't have, yeah, I don't, so I don't have, I definitely don't have the drive to be Slytherin. I don't have the drive or ambition at all, nor do I have the kind of strength for Gryffindor, like the internal strength for that. I don't think I have, I don't think I have enough belief in my own morals or abilities or whatever to be Gryffindor. And yeah, like I say, I don't think I'm, I think I'm get too anxious to be a Hufflepuff. And I get like, yeah, I feel like I'm more Ravenclaw. Yeah, but I, like, yeah, Hufflepuff's great, Ravenclaw's great. Would that make me a Ravenpuff or a Huffleclaw? Who knows? But mostly Ravenclaw, I think. Yes, thank you. And I have another haiku from, oh God, I'm going to say your name entirely wrong, aren't I? Avonici? Avonici? Avonesha? I'm sorry. I'm just going to completely ruin that. If you had to choose your favourite ramble so far, which one would you choose? I think I would choose my 7-minute orgasmo ramble, because, oh man, I got so carried away. I got so carried away with that one, and I had such a good time. I just got so lost in the pleasure and in the sensation. Yeah, I reckon that would be my favourite ramble fap, because it was a lot of fun. I was so exhausted afterwards. So many orgasms. So many. Yeah, I would say that that's probably my favorite ramble so far. Yeah, it was good. Okay, I have one more thing that I need to do on my AMA, which is I need to recite a poem. For Son of Lasco. So I'm going to do that, but I might do that on a slightly separate audio rather than just finish this off with it. Yeah, I'll do that. Okay, so I'm going to say goodbye now, because I'm getting pins and needles, so I need to stand up and move. So yeah, I'm gonna do that. And thank you ever so much for putting up with me for like an hour or however long it's been. A long time. I hope you've learned things. I hope they're relatively interesting. And I hope now you don't think I'm a person you don't want to listen to anymore, because that would make me sad. And yeah. Thanks everyone for your questions. They were really interesting. I'm sorry I couldn't answer the travel ones better, but I've never really been able to answer those questions very well. But yeah, interesting questions. Thank you very much. And I will let you all get back on with your days, with whatever you're doing. Please take care of yourselves, lovelies. And I will speak to you all soon, I'm sure. All right. Bye.